بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي امامه السدي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب في حجه الوداع فقال اتقوا الله وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شهركم وادوا زكاه اموالكم واطيعوا امراءكم تدخلوا جنه ربكم رواه الترمذي. Abu Mamata Sudai bin Ajlan Bahini radiallahu anhu narrates, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whilst he was delivering the khutbah of Hajjatul Wada, the farewell pilgrimage, he said, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform your 5 daily salah, fast in the month of Ramadan, discharge the zakat of your wealth, and obey those who are appointed as leaders over you, you will enter into the jannat of your Rabb. This hadith, we discussed it over the last few majalis. One or two important points remain that we wanted to make muzakara of. One is this expression that is found in this hadith, يَخْطُبُ فِي حَجَّةِ الْوَدَاعِ. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narrator says, this was part of the khutbah that he delivered during the Hajjatul Wada'. We find that generally, in those ahadith where we find this expression, many, many sahaba, approximately 124,000 were present at that last sermon which he delivered on the plains of Mina and Arafat. And we find that there was a prefix to that sermon. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Asa Allah talqouni ba'da ami hadha," that perhaps after this year you will see me no more. So with this statement, sahaba realized that these are the parting advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of our elders, I remember once he was giving a bayan and he mentions the importance of this point. He says that my father, when he was on his deathbed, he caught hold of my hand and he mentioned to me certain things as the last, in the last moments of his life, as he was gasping for air, he gave me certain wasiyat, certain advices. He says, 19 years have passed, and yet, up till now, if I have to close my eyes, I can picture and I can almost hear the words of my father as he delivered this advice to me. Sahaba-e-kiram's love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam far superseded the love that they had for their own parents also. They would address Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that nafdika bi abaina wa ummahatina, then may our parents be sacrificed upon you. This type of love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So obviously, far more than the effect, like this alim says, I can remember the words of my father after 19 years. We can imagine how sahaba ikram must have taken these advices to their heart. When they say that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us this as he was leaving the world, this was his final advices that he gave us. So we find that the importance that is given to such ahadith is more than the other ahadith. Where sahaba say that this was in the Hajjatul Wada of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the farewell parting advices that he gave to his ummat. Another thing we find that in such ahadith, the advice that is given is very, very brief. For example, if you look at the meaning of this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fear Allah, make your 5 times salah, fast, give your zakat, obey your leaders, and you will enter into Jannah. Very, very brief advice. However, as I mentioned previously, such ahadith should not be misunderstood that a person says, okay, I make my salah, I give my zakat, I fast, so my jannat is guaranteed. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do this, then you will enter into jannat. We find that this subject matter, ulama have dealt with in detail. Many, many ahadith, we find this expression, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man qala la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. Person says, la ilaha illallah, he will enter into jannat, jannat is guaranteed. This does not mean that you only say kalima or you only do this and jannat is guaranteed. What it means is the importance of this, but this does not relieve you of the importance of the other aspects of deen also. For example, one person came to Hassan Basri rahimahullah and he said, inna nasan yaquluna man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. They came to him and they said, people are saying that if you say la ilaha illallah, jannat is guaranteed, you don't have to worry about anything else. So Hassan Basri responded and he said, "Man qala la ilaha illallah fa adda haqqaha wa fardaha dakhala al-jannah." Yes, what you are saying is correct. The person who says la ilaha illallah and fulfills the haqq, and the faraiz and the dictates of the statement La ilaha illallah, he will definitely enter into Jannat. Someone came to Wahab bin Munabbah rahimahullah and they said to him, that is not the kalima of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, the key to Jannat? Is not this kalima the key to Jannat? He said, yes, it is the key to Jannat. However, the key has certain teeth. You know the jagged edges that are found on a key. If the jagged edges match the lock, then you will open the door. If those jagged edges are not correct, you can carry on trying to turn that key and force it, it won't open the lock. So like that, he said, there are certain teeth that are attached to the key. فَإِنْ جِئْتَ بِمِفْتَاحٍ لَهُ أَسْنَانٍ فُتِحَ لَكَ وَإِلَّا لَمْ يُفْتَحْ لَكَ. If you come with the correct teeth, then the door will open, otherwise it will not open. So they asked him, what you mean by the correct teeth? He said, staying away from that which Allah made haram. Staying away from that which Allah made haram. Hasan Basri rahimahullah said, إِنَّ لِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ شُرُوتٌ. That with this La ilaha illallah, there are certain conditions. Staying away from haram, fulfilling the wajibat of deen. And particularly he mentioned that beware of slandering a chaste woman. And finally, my respected brothers, regarding this hadith, just the other day someone sent me a message, and I want to read it out, because I found it to be very, very beneficial. For example, if you look in this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, make your five salah, make your five salah, fast in the month of Ramadan, discharge your zakat, you will enter into Jannat. But when it comes to making our five salah, it doesn't mean in ahadith where we find this expression, make salah, that just make salah anyhow. But it means establish salah, fulfill the haqq and the rights of salah. Someone sent this message and like I said, it was beneficial. I felt for myself beneficial, so inshallah it will be beneficial for you also. And in fact, this message is a part of a saying of Hasan Basri rahimullah. He says that when you are always late for salah, it says a lot about you and your character. It shows that you lack discipline, internal strength and integrity to be where you are supposed to be on time for your most important appointment of the day, and you are not dependable. No one likes to say about themselves that they're not dependable or lack discipline, but actions speak louder than words. And being late for salah is the first warning that you are on a slippery slope towards being chronically late in everything else in your life. If you are wondering why there is a delay in your sustenance, in your marriage, in your work, in your health, look into your salah. Are you delaying your salah? Hasan Basri rahimullah used to say, when salah is the least of your concerns, then what is your most important concern? As much as you fix your salah, your life will be fixed. Did you not know that salah was equated with success? Come to prayer, come to success. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. How can you ask Allah Ta'ala for success when you are not responding to His right upon you? So salah, we say, make your salah. But we should be analyzing what is the type of salah we make. How early do we come to the masjid? What importance do we give to this command of Allah Ta'ala? We have an appointment 5 times every day with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, fulfill this appointment properly. I will make all your other work easy for you. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.